যতনে করি
মোর কানে His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Granth Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. All glories to the Sangha. Hare Krishna. So today we are reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 18, verses 53 to 55. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So texts 53 and 54 have no purports. We'll recite them together, and then text 55 has a purport. So text 53. Esaba mukhya bhakta lana nija sange Shri Gopal. You can say it together. Esaba mukhya bhakta lana nija sange Shri Gopala darshana kailu bahurange. It was with great jubilation that Rupa Goswami visited Lord Gopal, accompanied by all these devotees. Text 54. Eka masa rahi Gopala gela nija sthane Shri Rupa Gosani aile Shri Vrindavane. After staying at Mathura for 1 month, the deity Gopal returned to his own place and Shri Rupa Goswami returned to Vrindavan. So those are the two verses which have mention of Rupa Goswami, and this verse, first verse is talking about that Rupa Goswami visited Lord Gopal accompanied by all these devotees. So this section is the Lord's visit to Sri Vrindavan Dham, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's parikrama in Vrindavan. And so as you have heard from devotees in the last, like at least two Chaitanya Charitamrita classes, glories of Lord Gopal, how he was on top of Govardhan, the temple, Madhavendra Puri, we heard that story. And that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was visiting Vrindavan, he wanted to have darshan of Gopal, but he didn't want to climb and put his foot, even step on Govardhan at all, because he's not different than Krishna. And that was in verse 23, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought, since I shall not at any time climb Govardhan Hill, how shall I be able to see Gopal ride? And on some pretext, the Lord Krishna inspired the pujaris and somehow said, oh, the Mughals are coming, there will be some difficulty, and you should move the deities. You should move the deity Gopal. And Gopal came down from Govardhan, and then Lord Chaitanya was able to have darshan of the beautiful Gopal deity. And then later on, much later, when Rupa Goswami came, was living in Vrindavan, he had a similar desire that he would like to have darshan of Gopal. And another pretext, the Lord inspired the pujari and inspired other people to start, I would say, a rumor that the Mughals are coming. And the Lord again came down, the Gopal deity again came down, and he was now in Vitaleshwar's house in Mathura, which we heard about from Prabhu last week, a whole story about how he was actually talking about Vitaleshwar and the Vallabha Sampradaya and their glories, how they are taking, taking care of and really Krishna Bhaktas. So I will not go into any more detail of that, but one thing which I was noting in this verse was that Rupa Goswami visited Lord Gopal accompanied by all these devotees. So all the devotees who were present were like the, you know what they say, the who is who of the Vaishnavas at that time. So, who's it? Rupa Goswami, of course, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Bhugarbha Goswami, Lokanath Das Goswami, Shri Madhava, Shri Paramanand Bhattacharya, Shri Madhu Pandit, Shri Purnarikaksha Goswami, Shri Govinda, Shri Uddhava, who occasionally visited Gopal, Dwija Haridas, Krishnadas Kaviraj. So all these exalted Vaishnavas were actually present for a whole month. Can you imagine the ecstasy of the kirtans going on at that time? Because they were the great jubilation. They stayed at Mathura for 1 month, and so I was just thinking the Sadhu Sangha weekend. We just have a weekend, and the who is who of ISKCON is mostly present there, and the devotees experience so much bliss being there, and we can just imagine in our heart and in our mind the ecstasy of all the devotees in front of, like, having darshan of Gopal for a whole month. And then, of course, we know now that Gopal deity now resides in Nathdwara, Nathji, very, very beautifully worshipped. So I will read now the translation of this song which we sung just now. It is a song by Bhaktivinod Thakur, and it is in Sharanagati. O Lord Hari, Sri Rupa Goswami, in the form of the spiritual master, gave these instructions to my ears. So Bhaktivinod Thakur is actually saying how Rupa Goswami is actually instructing him, and we can see he's instructing us as well. So what is he saying? Try to understand my words. O you who begs for the gift of the holy name, for by these instructions you will develop attraction for chanting the holy name. Follow the scriptural rules and regulations and engage your tongue and mind in carefully chanting and remembering the holy names, divine forms, qualities, and wonderful pastimes of Lord Krishna. Dwell in the holy land of Raj, cultivate spontaneous loving devotion, Raghunuga Bhakti, and spend your every moment chanting and remembering the glories of Shri Hari. Just accept these as the essence of all instructions. O Rupa Goswami, when out of your causeless mercy will you enable this poor, wretched soul to reside in Vrindavan? You are a Ragatmika devotee, an eternally liberated, intimate associate of Radha and Krishna. This humble servant of yours desires to become a follower at your lotus feet. So as Rupanugas, or aspiring Rupanugas, we can actually pray to Rupa Goswami and dwell in the holy land of Raj. And as Prabhupada says, Vrindavan is in our heart. Vrindavan is where we make Vrindavan. So we make our, wherever we are, so right now we are in Alachua, we make that Vrindavan by constantly hearing and chanting about Krishna and associating with devotees and spend every moment remembering the glories of Shri Hari. So that's how we can be actually just followers of Sri Rupa Goswami. And there was another song, actually I had given Prabhir Prabhu option of two songs, and I really wanted this one to be sung, but I think the tune was too hard. So Damodar, can you pull up in KK song, it's called Yan Kali Rupa Sharira Na Dharata. Yan Kali Rupa Sharira Na Dharata. So this is a song by Madhava Das, and I will just read the translation because I don't know how to sing the song. So it says, if Rupa Goswami had not appeared in Kali Yuga, who would have opened the great storehouse of Vraj Prem and distributed its contents freely? It would be nice to have it. Or I'll just wait for a moment. It's called Yan Kali Rupa Sharira Na Dharata. Because this is giving more, it's giving, like, glorifying Rupa Goswami so much. So I thought we will just read the translation. We can read it together once it comes up. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. So, If Rupa Goswami, we can say together, if Rupa Goswami had not appeared in Kali Yuga, who would have opened the great storehouse of Raj Prem and distributed its contents freely? Just as a swan separates milk from water, who could have separated the rasas to taste them? Abandoning everything, he performed bhajan in Vrindavan and wrote his rasika literatures. When the yellow forest flowers blossomed and fruits ripened, he lived like a bee, taking the nectar from lotuses. Who could have understood the nectar he was collecting? Who could have understood Krishna's leelas in Mathura and Vrindavan? How could we have known the sweet Braja leelas and the love between Radha Madha? By the mercy of its lotus feet, all can sing about and attain such divine bliss. The surrendered Madhava Das is always praying to embrace Rupa's glories. Jai Rupa Goswami ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. For bringing Rupa Goswami to the West and to us. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada. So now we'll read verse 55. We'll read responsively.
Prastave kahilun gopala kripa rakhyana. Prastave kahilun gopal kripa rakhyana. Tabe Mahaprabhu gela shri kamyavana. Tabe Mahaprabhu gela shri kamyavana. Prastave kahilun gopal kripa rakhyana.
Prastave kahilun gopal
Tabe Mahaprabhu gela shri kamyavana.
Tabe Mahaprabhu gela shri kamyavana.
Prastave kahilun gopal kripa rakhyana.
Prastave kahilun gopal kripa rakhyana.
Tabe Mahaprabhu gela shri kamyavana. Prastave kahilun gopal kripa rakhyana. Tabe Mahaprabhu gela shri kamyavana.
Prastave kahilun gopal kripa rakhyana.
Prastave kahilun gopal kripa rakhyana.
Tabe Mahaprabhu gela shri kamyavana.
Tabe Mahaprabhu Prabhu gela shri kamyavana. Prastave kahilun gopal kripa rakhyana. Tabe Mahaprabhu gela shri kamyavana. Prastave kahilun gopal kripa rakhyana.
Tabe Mahaprabhu gela shri kamyavana.
Tabe Mahaprabhu gela shri kamyavana.
Prastave kahilun gopal kripa rakhyana.
Prastave kahilun gopal kripa rakhyana.
Tabe Mahaprabhu gela shri kamyavana.
Prabhu gela shri kamyavana.
Anyone else? Okay. Prastave. In the course of the story.
Kahilun.
I have stated.
Gopala
kripara. Of the mercy of Gopal.
Akhyana.
Description.
Tabe,
after this.
Mahaprabhu,
Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Gela,
went.
Shri Kamyavan,
to Shri Kamyavan. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In the course of this story, I have given a description of Lord Gopal's mercy. After seeing the Gopal deity, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Sri Kamyavan Purport. Kamyavan is mentioned in the Adi Varaha Puran. Chaturtham Kamyaka Vanam Vananam Vanamuttamam Tatra Gatva Naro Devi Mama Loke Mahiyate. Oh, in online it has got the translation. Kamyavan, so this translation of this verse is, Lord Shiva said, the best of all forests is the fourth of these, named Kamyaka. So in the book, the translation is not there. O Goddess Devi, any person who goes there is eligible to enjoy the glories of my abode. In the Bhakti Ratnakara, fifth wave, it is also said, Prabhuji, can you say it?
Hame Krishna Lila Manohara Kali Veda Shana Sthana Kunda Bahutara Kamyavane Lata Shita Vita
Samita. That's it. Three. Okay. In this Kamyavan, Krishna performed enchanting pastimes. Here, you will be able to take darshan of many ponds and other transcendental spots. I cannot even describe in writing all the sacred tirthas found at Kamyavan. Patitanam Pavnebhyo Shri Shri Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namaha Nant Koti Vaishnavabhyo Ki Jai. So, Prastave Kahilun Gopal Kripara Akhyana Tabe Mahaprabhu Gela Shri Kamyavan. So, what I am doing today is, the next verse after this goes on to say that Srila Mahaprabhu toured Vrindavan and he traveled all over Vrindavan. So, Kamyavan is such a beautiful place. Of course, all of Raj is beautiful, but Kamyavan is the largest forest of the Vanas, and I wanted to share some details about Kamyavan. And one of the reasons is Hare Krishna. Kamyavan?
No, can you put the microphone close to me?
No, it's not there.
Kamyavan. So a few years ago, 3 years ago, 2017, I had the great privilege of going to the Braj Mandal Parikram, and it had been my desire for many years, and finally Krishna fulfilled that desire, and I joined the Parikram, but I was very worried that I might not be able to finish it, so I only signed up for 15 days. So I was there for the first 15, it's a 1 month long Parikrama, and so I had taken some pictures with my phone, and getting inspired from last week's class by Prabhuji, I said, I can maybe do the slideshow of the few pictures which I had taken from my yatra, and especially Kamyavan. But I was listening to the class at home, and I could not see the slideshow which was being shown in the temple room. So I asked our in-house tech, literally in-house tech, Damodar Prabhu, and I said, could it be done? And he said, yes, I have to just put some extension, some hardware. And so here we are. So the devotees at home can also see the slideshow, which Damodar also helped me put together. So what we see here is, it was during Kartik. So the first day of Kartik, I'm not going to go through the entire Parikrama, only Kamyavan. But this is the first day of Kartik when we left Mathura. Left Vrindavan and going to Mathura, and we were almost 1100, I think, at that time, 1100 devotees. And you won't believe, we went through this, if you see on this picture, on this slide, it says Yamuna Expressway. This is like the main road going from Vrindavan to Mathura. And the devotees were just 1200 devotees walking. We took up two lanes, and here we are walking slowly, and all it was peak hour. All the other devotee people driving, no problem, just let us go. So that's why I thought I'll put this slide. I was very much impressed that how in India people are so kind and they've got such a good heart, and they understand this is Kartik. And everywhere we went during our travel, during the say 15 days that we went, people were very, very considerate. Yes, it's Kartik, and we expect to have delays because there are so many pilgrims who are in Braj at that time. This is a picture of that. I had taken a few pictures like these, and just devotees walking through the fields, and hundreds of devotees just in like three or four together and just walking in a file for a long, I don't know how many, maybe at least quarter of a mile, I would think. So many devotees. Very, very sweet. It was very tiring. It was very, very bodily. I thought I was more in the bodily concept of life, but I know that I got so much mercy by just traveling with all the devotees. So here we are entering Kamyavan, and what you see is the sign which is at the top, you know, on the roadways they have signs, like we have signs here, and it says, aapki yatra mangalmai ho, may your yatra be all auspicious, municipality of Kamam. Kamam is actually a town. And Bharatpur. Bharatpur is actually in Rajasthan. So when we go to Kamam, Kamyavan, we are actually leaving Uttar Pradesh, where Vrindavan is, and we are going to another state, Rajasthan. And as we all know, many of our deities were moved to Rajasthan because of the Mughal rulers in the 1600s, 1500s, 1600s. So, yeah, 1500s. So this is one of the first places in Kamyavan. It is called Charan Pahari. So, long walk. Actually, this is actually a book which is written by Lokanath Swami, and he's actually one of, I think it was his brainchild, right? The Yatras, the Braj Parikramas. So he has written this book, Braj Mandal Darshan, 30-Day Parikrama Experience, which actually I bought at Govardhan, on Govardhan Puja Day. Maharaj had these in, and we 2017, that's when I bought it. So, Charan Pahari, this is where this slide shows that we are about to enter or climb to Charan Pahari. Charan means feet, as we know, and Pahari means a hill or a hillock. So, after what seems like an endless walk, we arrive at Charan Pahari. I think we were walking for 2 hours before, and we didn't even know where we were going, and we were just trying to ask people, where is Charan Pahari? It was a long, long walk through the fields, through the forests. We've been walking in Vrindavan forest since Radha Kund, and now we have entered Kamyavan, the sixth of Braja's 12 main forests. Steep stone steps lead to the summit of the tall hill where Krishna used to play his flute. Hearing the touching melody, the rock beneath his lotus feet melted, and we can now see their foot imprints. And this is what I find really very, very so amazing. Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and many of our previous acharyas came here to take the dust of these lotus footprints, and by their causeless mercy, the true nature of this transcendental substance may be revealed to us. So this is actually a sign. Actually, wherever we went, I was taking pictures of the signs so I would know where we were at whenever I would see a sign. So this sign says, Charan Pahari, Kamyavan, and then it talks of the story of Luka Luka, which Lokanath Swami will tell in a bit, that the cowherd boys would play with Krishna in the Luka Luka, in this, they would play hide and seek with Krishna, and Krishna would hide away, and sometimes he would just disappear, and this story says that the cowherd boys almost were dying, or they were leaving their bodies. And when Krishna started playing his flute, and there was so much ecstasy that the rock where Krishna was standing, it melted. So this is the next. So this is the picture of the lotus imprints of Krishna. Following in their footsteps and smearing the dust on our own heads, we pray that our stone-like hearts will also melt and become permanently imprinted with the vibration of Krishna's holy names, the captivating descriptions of his form, and the sweet narrations of his qualities and pastimes. So it's so amazing that we actually were there where Mahaprabhu was actually there, in the exact same spot. So that is very heartening that it is still there for us. We can actually go and you know, follow in the footsteps of Mahaprabhu. And this is since as we climbed a lot, so when we stand up on Charan Pahari, the view is amazing. And Maharaj continues, a green plain stretches as far as the eye can see. This is where Krishna and Balaram herded their cows and played with their friends. And then we can also see Luka Luka Kund. So as we heard in the verse today, that or in the Bhakti Ratnakar, I cannot, here you will be able to take darshan of many ponds and transcendental spots. So it's said that there is 84 or 84 ponds in Kamyavan. It's actually a 20 kilometer parikrama. There is an inner parikrama and an outer parikrama. And so this is part of the inner parikrama. So that they would play hide and seek. And also in Maharaj says that Radha and Krishna would play hide and seek in that kunda, Luka Luka Kunda. Within that area is a kunda. By swimming in it, Krishna would surprise the gopis by swimming underwater and then pulling their legs out from under them. The devotees don't want to leave this beautiful place, but it's getting late and we have to move on. So we didn't actually go to Luka Luka Kunda because we had spent so much time just climbing. So anyway, now we are entering Common Town, and this is where we will see all of the deities which were actually moved from Vrindavan because of the Muslim rulers coming to invade. That is actually the time of Aurangzeb. And so the deities were being moved and they stopped, it said, at two places, Radhakund and Kamyavan. And so they have Pratibhu deities or replica deities or replica temples in Kamyavan for all of the deities, Gopinath, Madan Mohan and Govindji. So here we are. So this, say, what does he say, Gopinath? So this is the entrance to the temple of Sri Gopinath. And this is a beautiful form of Radha Gopinath. Radha Gopinath ki jai. So beautiful. And actually, if you see the pictures of deities in Rajasthan, Radha Gopinath, these deities look exactly like them. So,
who is on the other side?
Ananga Manjari.
Ananga Manjari, thank you. I was wondering too. Thank you. I thought, assumed it was Lalita Sakhi. So, meaning of Kamyavan. The name Kamyavan, I'm sorry, I should have read this first, derives from Kama, desire. One can have all one's wishes fulfilled here, and according to the Adi Varaha Puran, become worthy of being glorified in the Lord's abode. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he actually says, on the other hand, he says, because of its many charming Kamya forests, groves and lakes, where Lord Krishna relishes the sweetness of his pastimes, this place is known as Kamyavan. So Radha Gopinath temple, and so we can actually, when we devotees go to Radha Gopinath temple, they actually say the Radha Gopinath pranam, the Gopinath pranam. We can all say together, Shriman Rasara Sarambhi Vamsi Bata Tathastyataha Karshan Venu Swanar Gopir Gopinatha Shriyestunaha. Shri Shila Gopinath, who originated the transcendental mellow of the Rasa dance, stands on the shore in Vamsibat and attracts the attention of the cowherd damsels with the sound of his celebrated flute. May they all confer upon us their benediction. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi 117. This is a very beautiful temple, and the devotees, when we went there, Mother Madhumati was with us. Remember, we had such a beautiful kirtan there. I actually had a video of it, but I don't have it in here. And the ceiling of the Radha Gopinath temple is beautifully painted. There's very beautiful pastimes, very sweet. So this is the Radha Gopinath temple courtyard. And now we are moving on. This is in the inner parikrama of Kamyavan. We are going to Chaurasi Khamba. And this was actually, Chaurasi Khamba is actually a palace which was made by Vishwakarma, the architect of the demigods. And he built this place in one night for the Pandavas when they were in exile. Chaurasi means 84. the palace of 84 pillars. So it is in a ruin right now. Of course, it's ruined in ruins, but it is said that it was very, very beautiful, and Maharaj says must have been stupendous. And out of the 84 pillars, they've got a lot of work. It's work of art, and no one pillar is alike. And also, I don't know if we can see, but I think in the back, that's where they said was Yudhishthira Maharaj's dais, where he used to sit, his throne. So these are the. So yeah, so that is 84 khamba or 84 pillars. So so we know Pandavas stayed in Kamyavan. And then we go to Madan Mohan Temple. And actually it's described that Madan Mohan Temple is in somebody's house. And I don't have a picture of it, but I just have a sign which says, Prabhuji, can you read? What does it say? Can you read what it says?
Mandi.
Shri Madan Mohanji. Okay. So there was a sign of it, but I don't remember going. Madan Madhumati, do you remember going to Madan Mohan Temple in Kamyavan? It because what it says here is interesting. Madan Mohan, so they are, of course, the Pratibhu forms of Sanatana Goswami's deities. And Madan Mohan is a small black deity with a round, cheerful face. Once he was caught stealing butter, this is so contemporary. He was caught stealing butter in a Brajvasi's home there. His captor, a motherly gopi, told him that as punishment, he would have to remain in her house. So that's why he's not worshipped in a temple. He's in somebody's house. And I'm guessing it was a small house and we didn't get to go there. But,
Chaitam suratar pangor mama manda mater gati Matsarvasva padambojo Radha Madan Mohano.
Glory to the all merciful Radha and Madan Mohan. I am lame and ill advised, yet they are my directors, and their lotus feet are everything to me. Now we go to the Radha Govindji temple in Braj, in Khaman. So we are entering, and there's a sign which says Govindaji, and this is the property of Govindaji, Govindadevji, and it says Vrindarani Ji, Khaman, Bharatpur. Bharatpur is in Rajasthan. So here is, so the, in very few places in Braj actually have Lord Jagannath deity. So in this temple, Vrindadevi temple, there is a deity of Lord Jagannath and Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, named deities, are on either side of him. Lord Jagannath, and is there something you have to say?
They are on the same altar.
They are on the same altar, yes. And see, I think this is Mahaprabhu with his hands outstretched. Is Mahaprabhu. And on the other side is Nityananda. I'm not sure which one is which. But hands outstretched, I've seen very few deities of Gaura Nithai with their hands outstretched. And there is a significance of that, right? And who am I to say? They were there, right there in Kamyavan. Lord Jagannath smiles between them. So that is in Govindaji temple. Here we have Vrindadevi. And this deity of Vrindadevi actually is the original one installed by Vajranath. So it is over almost 5,000 years old. And what happened was, so she is being... She's on a bullock cart along with Govindji. They have left Vrindavan, escaping Vrindavan to go to Rajasthan. And they stop at Kamyavan. And when they have to leave, the bullock cart doesn't leave. They cannot, it is stuck in some dirt, mud, and it won't leave. So the devotees decide Vrinda doesn't want to leave Kamyavan. So they actually left her here. And later on, so she was being worshipped in this place. And then Govindaji deity, Pratibhu Murti of Govindji was also made, and Radha Govinda. So this deity, it is said, well, I looked online when I was looking about for the Kamyavan, they said that this is one of the, they said she's the oldest deity in the world. Vrindadevi, so it says she is, her red complexion and contrasting huge black lotus eyes are exquisite. This special gopi is an intimate associate of Srimati Radharani. So it's actually by her mercy that we are able to enter Vrindavan Dham at all. What to speak of doing Braj Mandal Parikrama? So Vrindadevi refused to go to Rajasthan and she stayed in Braj. So we actually had darshan of Vrindadevi in Kamyavan, original deities. Yes? Some part of it is in Rajasthan, yes. Actually, even the sign we saw on this road, it said Bharatpur. So it seems like most of it is in Rajasthan. There nowhere, when we were walking, there was nowhere a sign which says, or at least I don't remember seeing, which says entering Rajasthan. Like, you know, over here we have, welcome to Florida, welcome to Georgia, and then we have the symbol or the whatever name of the governor. There was no such sign. We just kind of seamlessly entered. Only when I saw this name Bharatpur, I understood, oh, it's in Rajasthan. So this is Vrindadevi. And then this is Radha Govindadev ji. And Govindadev is, of course, our beloved Govindaji, who, and his original form is in Jaipur, worshipped in the very, very opulently in Jaipur. And I know that I actually went there also. In that particular trip, I first went to Jaipur for the first time ever and had darshan of Govindaji. Actually, I should have put the picture of that, didn't think about it. But he's most very, very loved by all residents of Jaipur, and on a daily basis, it seems like thousands of people come for that Mangal Aarti. And the temple is, they've got like rows and rows of like metal pipes where people just go in, and just to have darshan is a very difficult thing, just to have darshan. We went in the evening so that we could have darshan without much difficulty, and even then there were a few hundred people in the evening, but I understand in the morning there's a lot of devotees who go. And so Govindaji, we can say the mantra for Govinda. Divya Vrindaranya Kalpadrumada Srimad Ratnagara Singhasanastho Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo Preshtalibi Sevya Mano Smarami. In a temple of jewels in Vrindavan, underneath a desire tree, Sri Sri Radha Govinda, served by their most confidential associates, sit on an effulgent throne. I offer my humble obeisances unto them. So this completes our darshan of the three presiding deities, Gaudiya Vaishnava deities in Kamyavan. And then we go to Sri Kameshwar Mahadev. As we know, there are four Shiva lingas or Shiva temples in Braj, Shiva deities which were installed by Bajranath, Krishna's great grandson, and to protect Braj Bhumi. So the other three are, so this one, Kameshwar Mahadev is in Kamyavan. We have Chakreshwar Mahadev in Govardhan, Bhuteshwar Mahadev in Mathura, and Gopeshwar Mahadev in Vrindavan. So Maharaj says, Lord Shiva is known for easily fulfilling the desires of his worshippers. We pray to Lord Shiva to bless us so that our material hankerings will be quickly vanquished and may we be able to see the Lord's lotus feet dancing through this fascinating forest. So for some reason, I have no picture of Kameshwar Mahadev Shivaling. I just have two signs. It says the God of Desire, and I'm not sure what it says in Hindi. What does it say, Mother Madhumati?
Prachi, old.
Ancient, yes.
Mandir Shri Kameshwar Mahadev Kamavan.
Okay.
God of Desire, Sarvam Kaman Tadati Hindi Kameshwar. One who gives all, fulfills all desires.
One who fulfills all desires. So all, our desire is only that he fulfills a desire that we are able to see the Lord, that we are able to experience. We are able to rekindle our relationship with the Supreme Lord as we are going through these forests of Vrindavan. And this next temple is called the Pancha Pandava Temple and the Dharma Kunda. So in Maharaj's book it says, it doesn't mention that, he says there were once a temple which is dedicated but there is no deities. But when we went, we saw these deities of the five Pandavas and Kunti on the extreme left and Draupadi on the extreme right, So I have few pictures because I really found it very, I just was so, they were so charming. The five Pandavas, Kunti and Draupadi.
What is their size? Like their...
Very big, they were really big. Yes, they were maybe as big as our deities, as Radhisham. Yes, beautiful deities of the Panch Pandavas. And in this temple, there was also very, I've never seen the deity of Varahadev. There was a deity of Varahadev and Bhumi. So I was amazed. I had never seen a deity of Varahadev before. Beautiful black deity, and then there is Bhumi next to him. And this is the very famous in our, what we have heard from Srila Prabhupada, Dharma Kund. This is where the Pandavas, when they were in Kamyavan forest, thirsty, and then they were feeling thirsty, and the brothers sent Sahadev, the youngest brother, to fetch water from this kunda. So this is the kunda where they went to fetch water, and he was about to drink, and a voice came and said, "Answer my questions, otherwise you cannot drink water without answering my questions." But Sahadev was so thirsty that he started drinking the water, and he actually lay lifeless. And similarly, Nakula, then Arjuna and Bhima all came. They tried to drink the water without answering the questions from the voice. And then when all the brothers did not return, then Yudhishthir went there, Yudhishthir Maharaj, and he came to the lake, and then he saw his brothers dead. I think most of us know this story, but turns out it was a yaksha who was asking these questions, and the very famous question was, "What is the most amazing thing?" And what did Maharaj Yudhishthir say? Haribo. And what's the translation, Prabhuji?
Every moment, Bahanyani Zutani Gatsami Gajamala, everybody is going to Jamala or the Kino.
Yes, so we see people are dying every moment, and yet we think, "I'm not going to die. Could there be anything more amazing than this?" So, yes. So the Yaksha was satisfied by his answer. And this is the part which I did not know, that the yaksha said, "One of your brothers can be revived." And Maharaj Yudhishthira said, "Please revive Nakula." And he said, "Why Nakula?" And Maharaj Yudhishthira explained that the five brothers were born of two mothers, Madhuri and Kunti. Madhuri, the mother of Nakula and Sahadev, had entered their father's or her husband's funeral pyre, leaving Queen Kunti, the mother of Yudhishthir, Arjuna and Bhima, to tend to all five children. So Maharaj Yudhishthir says, "I, a son of Kunti, am alive, so I would like to see one of Madhuri's son alive too. I desire to behave equally towards my two mothers. And therefore, I ask for Nakula to be revived." So touched by Yudhishthir's nobility, the Yaksha revealed his true identity as Yudhishthir's father, and he restored the lives of all five brothers. So that is that kund, the famous kund where Yudhishthira Maharaj answered the questions of the Yaksha. Next we go to this kund called Bimala Kund, and actually it was not very far from where we had our campsite. Bimala Kund is probably the most significant of Kamyavan's 84 kund. It is named after King Bimala, who 5,000 years ago was the ruler of the Sindh area, now in Pakistan. The king had 10 million beautiful daughters, all of whom he married to Lord Krishna. That story, I was not familiar with that story.
It's a proper giving a purpose.
Yes, Prabhuji, can you share with us if you know anything more about this?
No, it's not that much, but Prabhupada mentioned that Ashtabhakra Muni, who was a profounder of impersonalism. He's not a Mayavadi, he's a Brahmavadi. He's a devotee, but he's not full devotee. Anyway, the story goes that they were also doing austerities, and he came there and he blessed them that they will, because of their service nice, he was so pleased, then he said, "Ask for boon." He said, we want Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna to be our husband. He said, okay. So he gave blessing. But when he was leaving, I think Sheshwar Prabhu many years back gave a class and he was trying to explain what is Astra Bakra.
Oh, his body was bent.
I could not figure it out what it is. There is some picture, but eight places, I don't know. Anyway.
He was very deformed. His body was deformed and he was bent at eight different places. And I think maybe they laughed at him or something. Was that something? No. All right.
I really don't know.
Okay.
That's all I know.
Okay.
But Astra Bakra, when he was going, all those girls were laughing.
Mm.
Because they never saw such form or whatever. And he didn't like that. He said, I just gave you the boon and this is what you do. So he turned back and he says, you will marry, Lord, but you will be also kidnapped.
Mm.
That's how those 16,000
16,000 princesses.
Yeah, they got kidnapped.
Oh. But this story says that King Bimala's 10 million daughters
yes,
married Lord Krishna. Same thing. All right. So
and
the water...
16,000.
No. There is a relation, it's a similar pattern.
Oh, okay.
And also Bhagavata Muni starts, while Arjuna was taking back after the Vamsa of Hamsa, or queens of the Vamsa. The queens were taken by Arjuna to a sacred place, Hastinapura. But then, on the way, he lost his power.
All his strength.
Our man came and kidnapped him. So every suffering, even for the associate, has a reason.
Mm. So what is said in this book by Maharaj is that the king had the waters of this kunda, Bimala. Bimala actually means very pure. The water of this kunda are said to have been formed by the ecstatic perspiration of those 10 million daughters when they danced with the Lord here. And actually the Garga Samhita reveals that previously these daughters were actually the women of Ayodhya, and overwhelmed by the beauty of Lord Ramachandra, they had desired to marry him, but because he had taken a vow to accept only one wife, Ekapatni Vrata, they were unable to fulfill their desire. And aware of their intense longing and being very kind to his devotees, the Lord then reciprocated their love in Dwapar Yuga when he appeared as the son of Vasudeva. So that is Bimala Kund, and this is the last place we are going to have our Kamyavan Parikram is... This is actually in the external or exterior yatra of Kamyavan. This is called Bhojan Sthali. So, Bhojan means food and Sthali means place. So, Krishna used to eat lunch with his friends in this place called Bhojan Sthali. And actually, we also ate our lunch there and we were very, very hungry because we'd walked a lot. So, it was very, very nice to eat our lunch there. But before we did that, we had a nice big kirtan. And so in this place, the impressions were made. So Krishna and Balaram used to come and used to sit on a hill and eat. And one of the small hills on which Krishna sat actually kind of transformed into like a hollow shape. So it can be used by Krishna. You know, they would just bring their lunches in a little, they would tie up in a cloth and bring like that. So these would be, they were like natural plates. So thali, it's bhojan sthali. Sthali means place, but thali means plate. So they were plates, two plates, where Krishna and Balaram would eat their lunch. So there's bhojana thali as well. And so that's another better picture of the two thalis. And it's said that people come and they actually donate thalis, like stainless steel plates. They will donate, maybe somebody might donate a silver plate or a gold plate depending upon the occasion they have, but people do donate. Krishna Balaram, Makhan, Katora, Bhojan, Thali. Makhan means butter and Katora means a bowl. So that's the name of this place. Krishna Balaram, Makhan, Katora, Bhojan, Thali. And there were two sets of deities of Radha Krishna, and I'm not sure, it's not mentioned what they're called, but those are the two beautiful deities of Radha Krishna there. So that ends our Kamyavan Darshan. And I just wanted to say that at the end over here, Maharaj has said something about, you know, once we actually spent 2 days in Kamyavan. It was a lot of things, a lot of places which we went. And when we would get to our campsite, we would, of course, immediately take rest. And then we would have prasadam. And then we would have katha, Krishna katha. And then we would have Damodarashtra. Can you imagine like 1,200, 1,300 people together in this big area under tents and just singing the Damodarashtra? Actually, I had some pictures in which the devotees are doing the offering the ghee lamps. Would be a big mound like that. We would just bring our ghee wick and just put it, and we would have a big mound and a big fire from all the ghee wicks burning. It was so beautiful. So Maharaj mentions this, so I'm going to just say the fourth stanza of the Damodar Ashtaka actually conveys the essence of our experience in Kamyavan. So the fourth stanza is Varam Deva Moksham Na Moksha Vadimva Nachanyavrineham Varishadapiha Idam Teva Purnata Gopala Balam Sadame Manasya Virashtam Kimanya. O Lord, although you are able to give all kinds of benedictions, I do not pray to you for liberation, nor the highest liberation of eternal life in Vaikuntha, nor any other boon which may be obtained by executing the 9 processes of bhakti. O Lord, I simply wish that this form of yours as Bal Gopal in Vrindavan may ever be manifest in my heart. For what is the use of any other boon besides this? So Maharaj says one can have all of their desires fulfilled in Kamyavan, yet if one becomes absorbed in hearing about Krishna's wonderful pastimes in this place, he or she will gradually forget all desires other than the desire to serve the Lord and relish the sweetness of His name, form, qualities and pastimes. It's the soul's intrinsic need and the perfection of desire. What is the use of any other boon besides this? Shri Kamyavan ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much for your kind attention. If anybody has any questions, I will try to answer. Or comments from your Braj Parikrama. And if you have, actually, I wanted to say that I wanted to, I was going to do the next 15 days, second half of the Braj Parikrama in 2 years' time, which I was actually going to do this year. And I actually had my ticket and I was going to go for the Parikrama. But of course, as we know, because of the virus, coronavirus, no Parikrama, not even any travel to India. So I do have my ticket. It's due good till like 2022. So please bless me that I might go next year. It might happen. Or the following year. So, yes. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Any questions online? I hope devotees online were able to see. And Mother Mahavishnu Priya says, thank you Sri Vrindavan Prabhu for allowing us remote viewers to see the slides and the song translations. So wonderful. And Dina Dwarka Leela says, yes, it is so wonderful, so beautiful to see and hear. And Mother Nanda says, thank you Damodar. Hari Bol. And Girish Rao says, yes, thank you very much. Jai. Is there anything else? Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Gaur Premanandi, Hari Anubhav. Jai. So from now on, if anybody wants to, any speaker would like to have a slideshow, we have the facility at our temple in our computers.